Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of McMillan and Morrow. I'm Dr. Sean McMillan, my co-host Rich Morrow.
What up?
Yes, we do the sublime, the interesting, the ridiculous. And you're going to be glad you tuned in because we always go on a journey and you're going to take it with us. Rich is our guide and you'll figure out what I do along the way.
So according to Buzz, an Australian man goes on a spending spree after being accidentally transferred a couple's house payment. So a couple was you know, about to make a payment for a house, and you know, a lot of times you have a lot more money in the bank than usual when that happens. You're about to, you know, drop a big down payment. Well, an Australian man accidentally got that transfer, and the minute that he got it, took off with it and started spending all that money. It was $1 million.
$1 million? So he accidentally got the money.
Yep.
Spent it all.
Yep, he bought clothes and over $700,000 in
gold. How do you accidentally send someone $1 million?
Somebody got fired.
So this was a mistake with the bank?
It had to be, yeah.
Oh.
And
hold on, I'm praying.
It says that the couple had...
This is called prayer. Dear baby Jesus, please let somebody at my bank make a mistake and send me $1 million. Spend it like this man did. Amen. Go ahead.
It says it.
So wait a minute. So you're not gonna pray?
Amen. I'm so sorry.
That's why you ain't blessed. That right there is why you ain't getting in the kingdom.
Hey, I feel like I could.
You and Tyler.
I know plenty of people that pray for that all the time and still ain't got that neither. So
that's because they ain't got no power. I got power.
You got power.
My prayers break through. All right. Back to the $1 million. So did the man who spent the money get in trouble?
Yes, he did.
How did he get in trouble? What did he do wrong?
He had to plead guilty to 2 counts of dealing with the proceeds of a crime. So,
No. I disagree with that. Mm-hmm. Somebody sends you $1 million in your bank account that you didn't ask for or solicit or steal. What have you done wrong?
It sounds like a blessing.
Listen, if I pick up this phone and there's $1 million in my bank account, folks, this show is over.
It's finders keepers.
No. I'm going to the mall. Okay?
Not the mall.
I'm going to the mall and I'm going on my Amazon account.
They said he bought $700,000 in gold bullion.
Now see, he's smart.
He is.
This man right here.
He was ready for this.
See, he had been praying for this. Listen, people, when you plan for your blessing, you know what to do when you get it. Come on now. Don't act like y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. There are too many people praying for stuff and they ain't planning for it.
No, this
is actually serious.
Yeah, no, it's actually very serious.
This man bought gold bullion because he was ready for his moment.
He was turning that 1 into 2 already.
I love this guy. Whoever he is, sir, I honor you.
And you know what's funny? He's a rapper.
Even more exciting. One man's criminal is another man's revolutionary.
Yeah, it's like literally you walk down the street. If there's a bag sitting there and nobody's around and you're in the middle of a park and it happened to have $1 million in it, are you in the wrong for taking that bag?
No. Well, you already know what I think.
I'm on the same thing.
Was that a rhetorical question?
No, yeah, it was.
Were you asking yourself that question?
It was a rhetorical question.
You ain't got to ask me that question. I just told you, if I check this phone, there's $1 million in my account that I didn't steal, I didn't solicit, I didn't seduce somebody, and it just happened to be there because the bank made a mistake, You're not getting that back. I feel no moral, ethical, legal obligation to give you that money back.
So you would be at the bank setting an appointment for them to do that again.
I will stand up in the middle of this show and walk out that door.
You would never see him again.
Okay?
Yeah, how long would it be till I saw you again?
It depends. It depends. It depends how long it took me to get down to $250,000.
You're going to wait till then before you call me? We had this conversation on another episode talking about what I should do if I hit the lottery. And you got mad if I wouldn't have, you know, you wouldn't even dislike that.
What are you asking me? Complete your thoughts.
I'm asking you, where would my cut come in? You would be leaving the McMillan out of the McMillan and Mara.
Wait, that's a different question, because you started out asking me what I call you.
Well, you would have to call me to let me, because you said you're walking out the door. I don't know how else I'm about you unless you call me.
I'm just saying. You want to know? I would bless you.
Yeah, because you would be leaving the McMillan out of tomorrow, and I need you to be here. So if you're not going to be here, I got to, you know, still. Okay. Still.
You just went into your full puppy role. You're like a little golden retriever right now.
Aww.
Yeah. Of course. I mean,
that's good.
Listen, if $1 million in my account and I get up, in the next 10 minutes, if I get up and walk out the door, follow me.
All right.
Okay. Don't stay
that's
in that chair.
That's our instinct anyway, as black people. Somebody get up and start walking out and running, I'm going to come anyway. Yeah,
don't stay in the chair. Talk about what's going on.
No, Tyler, I'm sorry. I wouldn't be able to sit here with Tyler and wait for my demise. I couldn't do it. That's always how the black people die in the movie.
You can sit here with Tyler and Aaron if you want to. Looking like
something tell me Aaron to be out of there.
Aaron,
I'm out too.
Aaron would meet me in the parking lot.
Yeah, I got a feeling Aaron would meet you in the parking lot.
But listen, let's back to the story. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't understand. So he had to plead guilty.
That's what it sounds like, which, you know, they obviously probably forced him to, because it was probably the better option by far versus what would have happened otherwise.
But he didn't steal it.
That's the thing. He's not a thief. He just woke up and saw the money. And, you know, he got questioned by police, and that's all he said to him. He just woke up and saw the money. Could have been a gift from a long lost relative.
So I guess what they're saying is, if you know the money isn't yours and you see it, you have a legal obligation.
But how do you know it's not yours?
Because you know it's not yours. What are you talking about?
I'd be thinking about $1 million all the time. I'll happen to see it. I might mistake it for ones I've been thinking about.
What?
Just saying.
No.
I've dreamt.
No.
I know that there's $1 million out there for me somewhere.
Cease and desist.
If it happens to find me.
Stop.
All right.
There's no way you don't know that's not your money. Unless you're delusional.
I feel like I'm owed $1 million somewhere.
That's what in the world are you talking about?
Man, you just leave me alone. It's a struggling actor's monologue going on inside, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm all for keeping the $1 million. I'm just, what I'm pushing back on is the notion that you don't know that that's not your buddy.
Hey, I mean.
Okay, we can't be delusional, all right?
So you would fess up then?
No.
So
I did not say I would fess up.
So if they questioned you, what would you say?
I would say some dummy at my bank who don't know what they're doing sent me $1 million.
So why'd you go on the spending?
Because it's in my account. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
So?
If it's in my account, it's mine, like everything else in my account.
Okay. So he shouldn't have been charged?
No. Well, I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, but you
okay?
Think you should have.
I can't get legal advice, but if no, he should be celebrated. No.
So I have a question. Would that be considered not reporting a crime then, since you claim if you ever come across this amount of money, you know, and then you know it's not yours, wouldn't that technically be a failure to report a crime?
I think it's a failure to report a mistake.
You real sneaky.
No.
You would find all the ways possible to keep that $1 million.
Don't hate me because I'm thoughtful.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. I got you.
Listen.
I got you.
It was a mistake. The person who did it didn't mean to do it, and I didn't ask for it or steal it.
And you didn't mean to spend it either.
No, I meant to spend it. No, let's get that straight. I meant to spend it.
That was my point. So they might still look at you as guilty too.
I mean, they probably would, but I'm just saying in my personal opinion, in the world that I live in,
that ain't
with all of the ethical rules bumping into each other.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a crime.
Yeah, me neither.
Now, I the problem here is this was a couple putting down payment on a house.
Yeah.
So other people were actually injured.
Yeah, and affected by this.
Like, that's the problem. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not just the bank willy-nilly, randomly, whimsically sent this guy, mistakenly, $1 million. This was somebody's payment
for
on their dream.
Yeah, and they were a young couple.
So. Right, so that means that takes on a different connotation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if I knew that the money was from someone who was trying to do a particular thing in their life, you know, a young couple, older person.
Yeah, which obviously there's no.
I would definitely get that money back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to injure somebody to buy some sneakers.
To get ahead, yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
No one does nosy better than me. Photos. We found 378 photos.
He couldn't let me do it because I don't know how he found it.
These are years of snooping, okay?
I know you nosy too. Head over to Nosy where you can watch full episodes of The Karamo Show and be nosy with me.
TSA at JFK Airport removed 2 jars of peanut butter from somebody's checked bag, right? And when they opened them, they had disassembled concealed weapons inside.
Okay.
Yeah, so people are trying now to transport guns through TSA. Through peanut butter jars, and they're getting caught as if, I don't know how people think that that wouldn't be noticeable. I feel like a gun, even in broken up parts, you could probably tell if it's all in a peanut butter jar. But yeah, they were loaded with bullets, 22 caliber gun.
In peanut butter. Is there some magical thing that peanut butter does?
So I know firearms? Peanut butter is supposed to help throw off scents with dogs, but I don't even know if dogs are sniffing for metal.
Like, well, TSA doesn't use dogs.
I don't know.
They use the machines.
Yeah, they use the machines as well. But that's what I'm saying. Like, for them to think that they're still getting away with anything by doing it in peanut butter is my thing. Like, it's not like it smells or anything like that. So it's a kind of strange occurrence. But this is at JFK. They got fined, I think, about $15,000 for this. And obviously, they're facing charges. But I feel like there's got to be a better way.
How about drive?
You know,
if you really want to go, look at me, people. I'm not giving advice on this. I'm just thinking out loud. If you really want to go and you really need a gun when you get there, drive. Or don't go.
Yeah, man.
Or you don't need a gun. Because you don't need to be shooting people.
Yeah.
And if you're going somewhere where you think you need a gun to protect yourself, it's probably a good indication that you don't need to go there. Okay? This is free advice. I'm not charging for this. Everything I do later won't be for free. This is for free. Putting guns in peanut butter.
Yeah, that's New York.
Don't do that.
No, I was a Rhode Island man, though. I get you.
Whoa, don't do that. Don't talk about New York. Don't do that. We not doing that today.
You know New York get down. It'd be wild out there.
Mm-mm.
It's wild everywhere, though. I'm not going to single y'all out. Be right. Don't look at me.
Talk about my city and expect this show to continue.
You know your city is off the hook.
New York is a great place.
Okay.
New York City is a great place.
Okay.
We got everything.
Okay.
If you can get out of New York.
See, when people say stuff like that,
there's no place else in the country you can't handle.
See, now when people say stuff like that, it makes you wonder. It's like, well, damn, why I got to be all that? If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. It sounds like a real tough.
It's a serious, aggressive.
It is.
Place.
That's all I was saying.
You know, listen, you can't be walking around like you don't know where you're going in New York.
Yeah, you can't be no marshmallow walking around
no
New York.
No, yeah. No, especially on the train.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm not. That's a whole different experience.
I got my whole disposition from the subway.
Yeah?
That's why I'm so charming.
That's what you call it.
Yeah. You don't think I'm charming?
No, I was just wondering if that's what you was calling it. Okay. I think you're charming.
What you laughing at?
Because you're very New York, and charming, I don't think it's one of the first words people go to when they think of New York attitudes and people. But
we're gonna do this now. So what's one of the first words people would think of when they think
aggressive,
of
aggressive? Like you
when, said. When they think of me, when they think of me,
you are passion aggressively charming, passive aggressively charming.
Passive aggressively charming.
Yeah, you in between all of that.
Does such a thing even exist, people?
That's you. It's a conundrum, I know. But you like, you know, you got a seriousness about you, but you also, you know, have a charm about you where it's like, you know, I could bite you. You know, when you see a dog, you're like, I know that dog could mess me up, but he look nice. You know what I mean? But he also got a look where when his owner ain't around, he might look at you and give you a straight face where you don't know if he's joking or not. That's kind of you. You got to kind of be careful.
You gotta kind of be careful.
Yeah,
I actually like that.
You know,
I think people should be careful.
I was pretty spot on. What y'all think, people? I think I was pretty good. Yeah, passive aggressively charming. I'll put the charming in there for you. You ready for this next story?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look. That need to be a meme. That look that you give me every time you just threw at me. Look, there you go again. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Another TSA story.
Oh, God.
So, according to ABC7,
you guys TSA, find these stories in bunches? What do you?
Hey.
You just put in TSA?
Don't shoot the messenger, okay? TSA stirs debate after ruling peanut butter as a liquid. Do you think
what?
That they're wrong for, literally, they're trying to say that.
This is another peanut butter TSA story?
It's a peanut
story?
Butter story, and we knew that was coming. Literally, I have a note. Do you think it's possible that we can have two TSA stories about peanut butter back to back and still get along, or are you gonna get mad at me for this?
What you think?
Okay.
The passive is about to leave.
Well,
and the charm.
One, you're proving my point. Two, why do you think that they're trying to consider peanut butter a liquid in the first place?
Why do you think I want to talk about this?
I don't think you want to talk about it, but that's why we're talking about
it. I'm not talking about liquid TSA and peanut butter.
Okay.
I sincerely don't care.
Well, another snack that's been added to the list is cheese dip. Do you like cheese dip? In case you're traveling with cheese dip or anything like
that. I did not spend half my life in the academy
to talk about cheese dip.
Reading Plato.
Okay.
Aristotle. Kant. Hegel. Wittgenstein. Morrison. West.
Well, here's something for you. Oxford defines liquid
Richard
as,
Rorty.
This is what Oxford
John Dewey, William James.
It's a substance
to
that
sit
flows.
Here and talk about cheese dip and peanut butter. You hear what I'm saying? I did not work this hard to get this far to talk about cheese dip.
This is the world that we live in.
No. The hell with the world. I am no.
These are events
you know,
that are
this,
going
this,
on.
This is actually an important part. See, at some point in life, you got to draw a line.
And that's where you're drawing it.
And you got to say to folks, I'm better than this
so
moment.
So when you hit the one peanut butter story, it was getting close to the line. And then the second one, we stepped over it. And now you got
the one peanut butter story involved guns.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a little novel.
Okay.
But no, liquid cheese dip.
Hey. Mm-mm. I was just warning our viewers out there that if they're traveling with any peanut butter, it can't be bigger than a certain size because it's considered a liquid.
Yeah, you had this conversation with them.
We're going to move on there, okay? This one should be pretty interesting.
I done read the Nicomachean Ethics 3 times. You want me to talk about?
Tyler trying to get me strangled with this story. It's not me, okay?
Kwaisi Wiridu.
What does that mean?
Who's my favorite philosopher, by the way?
Oh, that's a person.
Yeah, Kwaisi Wiridu is an African philosopher.
Okay.
Brilliant. He just died. Brilliant.
What is he known for?
He is an analytic philosopher who has this very unique way of blending the analytic tradition with sort of traditional African thought. Mm.
So it sounds pragmatic. What do you think? Or no?
No, he's not pragmatic. He's analytic.
You know, when I think of analytic, I think of somebody breaking something down, you know, at a point where you can see all the parts of it clearly.
That was good. For someone who doesn't know philosophy.
I mean, I'm a philosopher by nature.
Whoa.
A little bit.
What just happened?
I am.
When did you become a philosopher by nature?
Man, in my thoughts and the way that I perceive the world.
See? I said when. Not how.
It was before you met me.
That's a damn lie. This boy on national TV lying, people. He's lying.
Oh, man. I think I have philosophical thoughts. I took philosophy in school.
Did you?
I did.
Speaking of school, your school went to the Final Four.
We did, and it was a heartbreaking ending.
And you were at the game.
I was. I saw the heartbreak in the second row.
Yeah.
Real.
You were in the second row?
I was. With some teammates of mine. And
okay.
It was truly special. Yeah. That's so good. Shout out to FAU, the Owls, you know. Final Four, first one in school history. Furthest we've ever been in school history.
Well, you might want to say the whole name because people don't know.
FAU, Florida Atlantic. They know now. Trust me. We on the map now. Trust me. And we're going to be back next year, too. So.
No, you're not.
Oh, we're going to be back next year. No, you're going to be back next year. Yeah. We got all of our starters coming back, but I'm not going to get into all of that because I know you don't care.
Nope.
Yeah, I know you don't. But thank you for letting me.
Just like cheese dip.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There has been revealed, according to the LAD Bible.
The what?
This is another story about peanut butter.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. Just messing with you.
I'm about to go off. I'm literally about to go off on you.
I got you for a second. I couldn't even keep it. But so LAD Bible is the publication. So according to them, there's a secret meaning behind why people cheat in their dreams. Have you ever had a situation where you've been dating somebody and they've said to you, I had a dream about you last night? And then it'd be something like, yeah, you cheated on me. And they mad and, you know, their whole day is dictated by this dream of something that never happened, but they can't get over the fact that they feel like you did, you know, something in their dream last night.
No.
No?
I've never had this experience.
Well.
Hold on. Aaron, you ever had this experience?
I have.
I was going to say I have.
See, intuitively, I knew that, which is why I threw to you. You've had this experience?
I have.
Hold on. Have. You've had this experience?
Yes, I have.
I'm the only one.
I got in trouble for it.
I'm the only one.
They didn't talk to me the entire day.
I've never had this experience.
Maybe you haven't ventured into that level of...
You date adults. Apparently.
I'm not going to say crazy, but level of, I don't know. I'm not going to call it crazy. That's all I'm not
going
to do.
Well, go ahead. Keep going.
So, you know, a bed retailer has provided an explanation for dreams about cheating and what they could signify. And according to the company, dreaming about cheating doesn't necessarily imply that there's an issue in a relationship, but rather may suggest that something is missing in other areas of your life. And they suggest breaking it down to what they call the cheating dream in several variations. And the first is dreaming of cheating with a stranger, because you obviously could be cheating with someone you know in the dream. They said should indicate the feeling of guilt or neglect in your life. So I don't know. Do you have experience interpreting
Or maybe
dreams?
It's just a damn dream.
I was about to say, interpret your dreams?
I don't interpret my dreams.
So one of the things that I, you know, have learned just from different, you know, religions and being in different churches too, is that it's not uncommon for religions and spirituality to be connected to our dreams. And they say sometimes that's how we, you know, are communicated to is through our dreams. So you've never interpreted your dreams before? You don't believe in it at all?
I've never thought No, I've never tried to find some significance in a dream that I had.
Ever?
No.
Not even just about relation. I'm talking about any kind of dream.
No. Well, half the time I can't remember my damn dream.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, literally half the time when I wake up,
yeah,
it's over.
That's majority of the time.
No, I get most of my transcendent messages
mm-hmm.
when I'm awake.
Yeah. What a gift.
So I'll be listening to a song
mm-hmm.
and something will speak to me.
Be a revelation.
Or if I'm riding in a car, this happens all the time when I'm in a car.
Yeah, when you're kind of daydreaming, not really.
Yeah, not when I'm driving, yeah. but when I'm in the passenger seat,
mm-hmm.
It's like my antenna goes up.
It's like you're downloading or updating.
Yeah. That's yeah, just, you get just watching. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So those things I have to start to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this speaking to me? What's, you know, why is whatever, whatever. But not dreams for me.
Hmm.
Now, I do acknowledge very much that it's very much the case
yeah.
that people do have the gift of dreaming themselves into whatever the next
yeah.
part of their lives would be. Some people can even interpret dreams. They're totally fine.
Yeah.
But
you're not one of
them. No, I'm not.
That's funny to me because, I mean, I kind of have a feeling, I guess from knowing you, it makes sense now. But it surprises me because you're so good at finding significance and ways to, you know, pull meaning out of different situations that's just something I thought that you would have definitely probably have done it before, you know? So to hear that is interesting to me. But I have. I feel like more so it happens when I have repeated dreams. If I have a dream about the same thing more than once, that's when I kind of start to pay attention to it. Because like you said, you hardly remember most of your dreams anyway. But when I have ones that I actually remember, that's when I feel like my antenna comes up and I start to pay attention to them. And I might look something up and see what people that have had similar dreams may feel about it, whatever. And I don't always take it, you know, as gospel. But it is interesting some of the things you may learn, because some things are really random that happen in your dreams. And then you'll look it up and you'll be like, what? People have had this, you know, before, and then you find out what their interpretation of it was, and it could blow your mind.
So you can look up things in your dream?
Yeah, like if you had a dream about anything, like you Google it, and there's somebody out there that has done some kind of study on it.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hey, to each his own.
No, but I'm not knocking it. I just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, that's not how God talks to me.
I feel you. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
They say that recurring dreams can sometimes be a cause of stress or discomfort for people, because sometimes they're nightmares, obviously, for people and things of that nature. But I've dealt with anxiety for a good chunk of my life now. And I don't know if that's related to it or not. But when I do have, you know, dreams that I feel like line up with things that are going on in my life, it's kind of hard for me to ignore, because I do look at those as like, okay, maybe this is something that I can learn, and maybe I'm subconsciously having these thoughts because there's a deeper thing going on with me. You know what I mean? So that's what kind of starts that.
Well, here's what I find interesting about that, and it's not a critique of you,
mm-hmm.
just the whole conversation we're having, is that people assume that there's a level of significance or a dimension of depth to dreaming.
Yeah.
When it really could just be
mm-hmm.
a, you know, the brain's way of relieving itself of the day's
for
pressures.
Years.
Right. So I guess what's interesting about it is, I think there are people who don't even question whether or not the dream is completely yeah. insignificant without any, you know what I'm saying, any guidance at all. It's like it's a brain fart.
Yeah.
You know, your brain is just sort of saying, let's just get this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the subconscious is relieving itself of the burden.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I like that take too.
I don't know. It's not my thing.
So there's a Disney movie and it's widely considered amongst Disney people that I know that work in the company is one of the favorite movies that they've made. It's called Inside Out. Have you ever seen it? Where it's about little girl, and it has all the different parts of her personality, like joy.
Or like her emotions.
Sad. Yeah.
All of I actually saw that with my nephew.
Great movie.
And he cried.
It's a real good movie.
I was looking at him like, what the hell are you crying for?
Well, in that movie, they go over dreams because they go over everything. Like, I was actually really impressed that they could break this down the way that they did. It's real cool. But one of the parts about the dreams was they treated it as if, you know, your dreams were like Hollywood. And every night, your brain is just putting on these productions to keep, you know, you entertained while you're sleeping. And it kind of goes in line with what you're saying. Like, it could be our brain's way of just, and they had celebrities in there that was made up from your dreams, like your favorite, you know, something growing up or whatever, and, you know, made up creatures and stuff like that. But it's kind of funny when you say it like that, because I'm thinking about it, like, I love that movie. But, you know, I'm sure they did some research before they, you know, put all of this stuff in it, because all the stuff in the movie really did make sense, you know? So it's interesting to me how that works, because dreams are a really complex subject. Some people do things to induce dreams and lucid dreams where they're actually aware in their dreams of what they're doing, which I've experienced before too. But it's kind of wild, huh? Whole different world, right? That you don't care about.
Brother, you really into it.
Yeah, because it's cool. I've had lucid dreams before, and if I don't know if you've had it before, but no. It's an exciting thing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
According to Fox News, a North Carolina man, right? He developed an uncontrollable Irish accent during his prostate cancer treatment. And he's been receiving treatment for his prostate cancer. And in the process of the treatment, mind you, this man's from North Carolina. He's never spoken Irish before a day in his life. But he just developed this accent that, you know.
How does that happen?
I have no idea. They said it began 20 months into his treatment, and it never stopped until he died.
So he's getting treatment for his prostate.
Yeah.
And he develops an accent in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
His brain.
There's researchers that have done, you know, autopsy and tried to figure out what's wrong with him. And they believe that his accent change was caused by a paraneoplastic neurological disorder, which they call PND, which can occur when the immune system attacks part of your brain. And it's muscles and nerves or your spinal cord. And I don't know. I guess it could change the way that you speak. Interesting.
That is actually interesting.
Yeah. So here's another story similar to it. In 2006, a United Kingdom woman adopted a Jamaican sounding voice after she suffered a stroke.
Wow.
Right?
Now that's actually interesting.
Uh-huh.
How people can change, transform, take on a different dialect.
Yeah, it's like almost
tonation. Yeah, you become sickness precipitated the change.
Yep, and it says there was a report in 2019 by the British Medical Journal that found that most people that reported having a foreign accent had it for 2 months to 18 years.
Whoa.
Yes, with a mean length of about 3 years. So it was a study of 49 people, and they're calling it foreign accent syndrome.
Wow.
Right? Never would have known that existed.
So let me ask you this. If you had to take on another accent, which one would you want to take on?
I would probably take on a British accent.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I like the way the Brits talk. Now, was that you attempting to do a British accent?
A little bit, but they're a lot more, I feel like, proper.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
awful. The proper was good, but everything else was awful.
Okay, bro.
You just call me bro?
No, bro.
No, don't do that.
Okay, bro. Let me hear yours. You be talking about Viagra.
I haven't had a stroke.
You don't have to have one.
And I haven't had whatever he had going on in his butt. I can't do accents, okay? I'm not an actor.
Well, we know one way we can improve your Irish accent.
What just happened? What? What's the way I can improve my Irish accent?
Go get a prostate exam.
He didn't get an exam. He had cancer. And that's not funny. You going to hell. You know that?
No, I'm not going to lie. That got to be one of the craziest damn things I've ever experienced in my life. But we're not going into that. That shit is unreal.
Could you stop cursing?
Oh, well, they bleep it out anyway.
But that ain't the point.
The whole theme of Fox Soul is we speak our truth and how we...
No,
look,
no.
You hate that term.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. No.
We tell it like it is, and we don't sugarcoat it or filter it. So if they wanna bleep it, they're gonna bleep it.
You sound really.
That was on the commercial that I saw in between episodes last.
So you say everything you see in commercials?
No, but I'm just saying it fits.
It fits nothing.
It fits. Next time you cuss, I'm calling you out. Anyway, according to the, which is ironic that this is the Bangkok Post. But men are advised against masturbating during video calls in Thailand because people have been doing this far too often, and now the police have had to get involved. And police are warning that men who pleasure themselves during video calls may leave themselves open to blackmail by gangs that are using fake profiles of beautiful women. So a lot of people are getting catfished into doing stuff on video calls. And people are using that to blackmail them for money, and it's becoming an ongoing, growing problem these days. I know. You can take a second. What do you think about gangs using fake profiles of beautiful women and setting people up in this way?
Setting them up to do what?
To send them videos and, you know, do things involving them pleasuring themselves to be able to use as blackmail later on. And this goes in our conversation from last episode. We were talking about, you know, the online presence of people having relationships and doing things. This is just the sexual aspect of it and people taking advantage of that too.
I have this rule. Okay. I have two rules. Here's the first one. If you send someone a nude photo or a video of you shaking your ding-a-ling or your big old whichever ones you got, then you had better be prepared for the entire world to see it. And if you're okay with that, then who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if I send someone a video, just the thought of it makes me laugh. If I send someone a video of some part of my body that is normally covered up, it's because I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Who sees it? So this is important.
Yeah.
So what I do is I go to the worst case scenario.
Okay. Right away. Off the bat.
Immediately.
Okay.
I think to myself, my sister sees it.
Yeah, that's the first thought.
My son see it.
Yeah.
Do I care?
Mm-hmm. Do I care?
Do I care?
Yeah.
And if I don't give a damn,
yeah,
I send a video.
Yeah.
But what people do is...
They don't think about that.
People act like, no one's ever going to see this.
Yeah.
You know, and then they get surprised when people see it.
Yeah.
And you may be sending it to someone you can actually trust who would never do anything with it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, in your own consciousness, you need to embrace. And this is not just about this subject.
Yeah, it's about anything.
In your own consciousness, you have to embrace the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the decision and you make it based upon that scenario. And so, listen, if I'm on a video call masturbating, which I would never do, by the way, just to be clear, It's because I don't care.
Don't give a damn.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not doing it because I just think that that's just weird.
Yeah.
You know. But I embrace everybody's right to be a weirdo. I think we need more weirdos in the world.
I don't know if we need them kind of weirdos.
But... No, I mean, listen. But who are they hurting?
No, I mean.
They're pleasuring right. themselves. And actually, I think it's important for people to pleasure themselves.
Yeah.
It's very healthy. It's something people should do as much as possible. Because it keeps people from being crazy.
22 seconds.
You know. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I hear you.
More people ought to engage in pleasuring themselves.
Because, yeah, that backage can be, you don't want to get backed up, huh?
And because there's not a lot of pleasure in the world. And sometimes you have to give it to yourself.
Okay.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm personally not going to be on a video call with somebody while I do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, that doesn't interest me. Yeah.
It's crazy. People are getting blackmailed. They're blackmailing them by threatening to send them to friends or family.
I would say send them to my friends and family. Here are the contacts. No, here's my phone. Send it to them. That really is how I feel about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not even playing.
Yeah.
I cannot be blackmailed by no new photo.
Yeah, you like.
Send it. I don't give a damn. You think I care about what these people think about my naked ass? I don't care. Here it is. You know what I'm saying?
But you would not get on a subway naked. I remember that.
No, because that's obtuse. That's ridiculous. What are you walking around naked on the subway for?
Hey, that's New York for you. Y'all do it every year, apparently.
I mean, that pretends that pretends a level of mental health that needs to be addressed.
Addressed.
But I'm talking about people holding, because this is actually kind of serious.
It's an interesting topic.
No, because I'm talking about people holding you hostage because of something you did at a certain stage of your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that happens a lot.
Yes, it happens all the time. Yeah. And one of the things we owe ourselves is to liberate ourselves from the bondage of caring about what people think about us when we were either at our worst, most vulnerable, or when we made decisions that are not in line with who we are now. Now, let me tell you something. Right. You can't hold me hostage. No, I am not. I will not be manipulated by no terrorist spirit. Mm. No.
Yeah.
Yes, I said that. Yes, I did that. Yes, I made that mistake. I'm over it.
Yeah.
If you're not my problem.
I'm moving on.
And if you want to tell everybody, tell everybody. I don't care.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I feel you.
Because I embrace all of who I am. I embrace it.
You got to in today's day.
Yeah.
People will take advantage of it.
Yeah. People will, as is the case in the story, they will blackmail you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody. Go right ahead.
What a world we live in.
Want the best of Mari? Kevin, you are not.
Want the best of the Steve Wilkos Show? Would you take Dave back if he left Dave?
Want the best of Jerry Springer?
Just download Nosy on your mobile device or stream it on Pluto TV, Samsung TV, or the Roku channel. Until next time, America.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, so according to Out There Colorado, there's a situation where a public library has been getting pumped with methamphetamine. And the levels are, you know, getting kind of out of control. It's higher than it should be. And it had to close because it was getting pumped through the air ducts. And according to the release, there had been a spike in reports of people that were smoking inside the bathrooms of the library. And on two occasions, city employees had to be evacuated for symptoms that were consistent with exposure to meth fumes or residue. So imagine you in the library, one of your favorite places, you reading Toni Morrison, and all of a sudden, you start getting the effects of being off meth. This ain't just like a soft drug. This is like zero to hero. Like you going from never doing hardcore drugs to now you're getting pumped with meth.
And it's because people are in the bathroom
smoking it.
And it's going through the...
Yeah, and I don't mean to laugh because that's a serious situation. I don't think anybody died or anything like that. So it's, you know, everybody's okay. But, yeah, it's kind of wild, huh? People smoking meth in bathrooms in Colorado. What's going on in Colorado? It's in Boulder. You ever been to Boulder?
No.
I thought Boulder was a real nice city, too.
Okay, stay focused.
I know that's where the college is. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it could have been college students. I don't know. But... people are, yeah.
College students, they're out smoking meth?
I don't really know no meth smokers, but I'm sure some of them might be in college.
They went to college to do that? They could have stayed home.
People be doing all kind of stuff in college you wouldn't believe.
Not meth.
Who knows? I'm sure somewhere. No one died, though, so that's good. But, yeah, it's an epidemic out there. And
Wait, this is happening in more than one library?
Yeah. The library director said this is a truly sad situation and represents the impact of a widespread epidemic in our country. Not that I'm saying this probably in particular has happened in a library, but...
people smoking meth.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
But it's crazy that, you know, it could get through the air ducts like that and have that effect on people, too.
It's not crazy at all. You've been in somewhere somebody smoking weed?
I don't think I notice it as much for mine, so I don't get high from just smelling somebody else smoking.
Okay, we're not gonna go.
I was gonna say it just take more than that.
We're not gonna go into what anything about you personally. Okay, we're not gonna do that.
Yeah, but
what I'm saying is
it's very noticeable.
Yeah. If someone is somewhere smoking weed, mm-hmm. you may not be able to get high from, mm-hmm. but you can smell it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess meth, because it's an actual drug, like a real drug.
Hardcore.
It doesn't surprise me that it goes through the vents and all that. Mm-hmm. And then...
I guess, I don't know. I've never seen nobody obviously smoke meth. So I'm like...
yeah, but well...
I'm like, I don't know how much smoke it produces or anything like that. But it seemed like it would... sounds like it's a lot of smoke for it to, you know, affected people in the library. I imagine library being big.
Listen.
Yeah.
If I was at a library, somebody's in there smoking meth, and I ended up getting high.
You would sue the hell out of them, huh?
It would not be a good day for the library.
I don't know what you would do. That would be interesting.
Let me ask you this. You may not know. Is meth like crack? If you do it once, you're addicted forever?
That's what I've heard. It's one of the more addicting ones, kind of like heroin, crack. Meth, I think they all in the same.
I can't do drugs.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't like not being in control.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there's a limit that I feel like can definitely be crossed, and that's way past my limit, so.
No. Yeah. I'm not saying no.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You're just thinking about it.
Like, it's not my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I've never been much of a drinking person or a drug person.
Yeah, you just like being in control of yourself.
That's never been my thing.
And it's a healthy, obviously, I feel like, situation when you can find your pleasures and vices in life in ways that aren't that.
Well, again, I have this way of thinking about things. And I go to the worst case scenario. That's so what I do. I'm trying to help you.
You are. And
when you're about to make a decision, mm-hmm. go to the worst case first and then decide if you can live with that.
Yeah.
If you can live with that, then the decision becomes more in line with what you're prepared to accept.
True.
I'm not prepared to be no crackhead.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared to be in no bathroom shooting up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in my mind, when I go to the worst case scenario, that's not acceptable.
No,
I'm not doing that. Yeah. Not acceptable.
When you put it like that, it ain't no way.
It's not acceptable. And I'm trying to get more people, because listen to me, Aaron, I'm trying to help you too, because you're young, all right? When a lot of people make decisions, they only think about the best case.
Yeah,
not how this is going to be amazing, how this is going to work out great, right? And then they make that decision based upon the dream,
yeah,
right? The fantasy. But what you forgot to consider is the opposite of that. And what I do is I consider both of those things.
Yeah.
I say, this might be great, this might be really well. And then I go, wait a minute now. This might not work out.
How bad could this get?
Right?
Yeah.
And if I can live with the worst case scenario, then it's worth it to me.
Feel that.
And if I can't, I don't do it.
It's like the quote, you know, hoping for the best but preparing for the worst.
No. It's not like that. No. This is why I gotta help you. It is not like the quote, hoping for the best, preparing for the worst. It is hoping for the best, avoiding the worst.
But you're prepared for it if you're aware of it by thinking
about
it.
No, you're not prepared for it.
By being aware.
You don't participate in it. You don't do it. You avoid it. Because this is a great story.
I thought the quote fit.
I know. Because you don't want something to ruin what it is you've been working and building.
You're right.
All your, you know, half your life.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got this one little thing and this one little moment with this one little person, yeah, with this one little thing in their hand.
It could cost you everything.
And it costs you everything.
Yeah.
You've been building your life for 20, 30 years, and you gonna turn it over for that?
Yeah.
Devil is a lie.
Can't be doing that.
I'm not doing that. All of us are addicted to something.
Yeah.
We all are. And it's about acknowledging and being honest about the truth of whatever it is you're addicted to, mm-hmm, right? And being in conversation with it in such a way that you can either overcome it or manage it.
Yeah.
See, I'm not doing heroin. I'm not doing meth.
Yeah.
But I'll do a carbohydrate. you put some pizza in front of me and watch what happens.
I'll do a carbohydrate.
That's my addiction. Right? That's my addiction. That's the area where I need to grow.
That might be the first time meth, heroin, has been in the same sentence as carbohydrate.
That's because people don't think as well as I do. It's not my fault that I'm a...
His drug is carbohydrates.
You know.
But
most of the people watching, your drug of choice probably, without even realizing it, is sugar. Especially if you're black. Don't do this. Don't do this, people, okay? Give black people some iced tea with no sugar, or some lemonade with no sugar, or some grits if you put sugar in your grits. But, I mean, come on. Don't do this. Don't do this. We are addicted as a culture to sugar.
On that note, I'm putting the iPad down.
I don't know why.
You're going to get us cussed out by somebody.
No, I'm not. This is true. I mean, I know we got to go, but I'm just saying we need to be honest about what it is we're addicted to. And every time we come into contact with the potential for that, go through the worst case scenario and make sure you're prepared to live with that. And if you're not, stay away from it. Yeah, fight for your life, people, okay? Fight for your life.
Fight for your life.
Fight for your Monday. Fight for the rest of your week or the month, because it's worth it. It's worth it. See, that turned out to be good, didn't it?
It did. I'm going to hear your voice every time I'm thinking of a situation, worst case scenario off the bat. And then we work back from there.
You work back from there. Yeah. Can I live with this?
Okay.
So if y'all ever see a naked picture of me, it's because I don't give a damn. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. You know you enjoyed this. We'll see you next time on McMillan and Morrow.
Until next time, y'all.
The content on McMillan and Morrow is provided as commentary on news and current events for entertainment purposes.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.